When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. I am so happy that you decided to join us. If you like this podcast, you should go over and listen to a bunch of the other ones in our network, with like the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, or High School Hoops, or Coaching Youth Hoops. All of those are, I think, interesting, and we would love if you left a 5-star review. You can leave those 1-star reviews at home. But before we jump into the topic today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. Mention Coach Unplugged, and you'll get $450 off. You'll get great customer service. It is. I can tell you from someone that's still coaching, it has helped my team immensely. I can't tell you number of shots that we have taken on our Dr. Dish machines. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. You know, 25 years ago, when I took over a program that no one wanted, that had 5 winning seasons in 35 years, I was the only applicant. No one wanted it. I would have killed for a resource like teachhoops.com. It took me years to turn it into a national powerhouse. And I have put all that secret sauce inside of teachhoops.com. So come over and check it out. 14-day free trial. It will give you the roadmap. It will give you me. It will give you one-on-one calls and office hours and a community of like-minded coaches. I think you'll love it. Let's head off to the podcast.
Coach, by the time this goes up, we're both going to be much more relaxed because the season will be over.
Oh, man.
I know. My wife's always like, welcome home. Yeah, when the season, what is it right here? We interrupt this marriage to bring you basketball.
To bring you a 5-month basketball season. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I don't know about you. I'm sure every coach feels the same way, but win or lose the last game, to me, I just feel the weight of the world almost just, it's like a release from your body.
Yeah.
Like all this buildup, you know, I write about this a lot. You know, I talk about the 8 realities of being a coach, and the number one is it will consume you. And if you're a good coach, it consumes you. And what I mean by that, it consumes your mind. It consumes everything. You're always thinking about it, right? You always have something.
You're always thinking about the boy. Like our girls played their first tournament game last night, and I let the boys know during the day, hey, we should support the girls. Let's get out. You know, and I gave them time to get something to eat and come back, and they were all there last night, and it's like they're all together. And it's like, what's hard for me, and this has not gotten easier over time. It's a death of a group. Like that's the finality of it is what like always hits me so hard.
Oh, totally.
And it's just that group will never be that group ever again, because next year a new group's going to come in, and it's going to have different, it's like a classroom. Like anyone that's taught, my 6-hour AP stats and my 7th-hour AP stats have different personalities and different strengths and different weaknesses. It's just like a team. So I know that it's gone. That group is gone, and I'm never going to have that group. It's like, that's what hits me so hard. And it's those hard locker rooms, and it's our hard, you know, there's only a handful of teams that are ever happy at the end of March.
And it's so hard to, I don't know. I find it's so hard to come up with the words in those situations you've got, I mean, that's the finality of the season, the emotion, the relationships, the heartache, all of that. And then what I was talking about is that, you know, that week after and reflecting on it and just the release of everything. But yeah, you go into that last game, so much time, you know, it really goes to the process is the prize, right?
Yeah.
There's very few people that get to end their seasons with a win or get to end their seasons in the state tournament or the state championship. It always ends, and it's the journey along the way. It's the process, the memories, the experiences, and all of that. It's the story. We've talked about it's a book. Every season is a book.
And it is a book.
That speech to my team on the bus last night after our game. Like, you know, we just wrapped up our regular season. This is part of our journey and our book.
Right.
And now we've got the final chapters. And, you know, one of my players is like, it's the epilogue, coach. I go, right. It's the epilogue, Keeg. You know, like, what's that going to be? You know?
Right.
And it's weird. I told them last night.
It's different with basketball that there's a different, there's another, it's like your season starting over.
You know, we all have that talk, 0-0. I told our kids last night, you know, and I know this is, we're wrapping up the reflection of the season, but you get to the end and I'm like, I want, as we start this tournament run, I want you all to think about being that third, fourth, and fifth grader in your driveway, shooting buckets, dreaming of these moments, dreaming of this postseason run, dreaming of these experiences, because that's what it's all about. This is about fun and memories and the journey. And when we reflect on a season, you know, I'd say the last 5 to 10 years for me, especially, I talk about memories all season long. We're trying to create as many memories as we write this book, as we create this season. Memories with team dinners, memories with, you know, fun in the locker room, memories with great wins or tough losses, because that's what you remember.
Right.
You know, that's what we remember 20 years from now, 30 years from now.
Yeah. And I think the reflection is interesting because it doesn't get any easier.
No.
But it's weird. It's almost like it's winter, and then like after that reflection, after a couple of days go by, and after, you know, I have my final team meeting, and after I get my returners back, it's almost like a rebirth. All right, totally. What are we gonna do? What it's like, I mean, it's literally what keeps me young in some respects, I think, because it's like, okay, what are we gonna do next year? How are we gonna get better? What are we gonna do? What's my reflect? So I always do a reflection on what did we do well? What didn't we do well? How can we get better? Blah, 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 you know, as a coaching
constantly
staff, I know.
And that's when you say coaching is a consumable job, it consumes you. You know, and I have one of my free, it's not free, it's really inexpensive, but I have a postseason playbook. And so I have all these reflective questions to ask yourself, to ask your assistants, to ask your kids to reflect on the season. Because yeah, you're reflecting on this season, but you're automatically thinking about next year. You're automatically thinking about your team. And it's the best time to reflect. And I just encourage everyone, once the season's done and you have those wrap up meetings and everything, to sit down with your coaches or yourself and just write down, reflect everything that went well, everything you want to get better, ideas while it's fresh in your mind. Because you get to summer, you get to late spring, and your mindset's different. It's good to, while it's fresh in your mind, write those things down so that you have them and you can go back to them. Because I find myself always going back to my notes all summer long, all spring, postseason. And it's how you grow. I think it's the whole concept of continuous improvement. It's how you keep getting better. You're always reflecting on what went well, what you can do better, and how can I apply that next year?
Yep. And my advice would be do it before, like do it within a week or two of the end of the season. And I always do it before then. And then what my rule is, then spring break is no basketball. Like I won't think about it. I won't do it. I won't blah, blah, blah. I shut off. That's the only time all year I shut off.
Are you able to do that?
I am. During spring break, I am. Part of my wife and I kind of thing was we'd always go somewhere for spring break, especially when the kids were little. And I could. I mean, it was a lot easier to do that when we won it, but it was, but then when I came back from spring break, I knew the switch was turned back down. It's like, what are we doing? And there's things I got it like prior to this, like I'm worried about summer camp and things like that. But there's definitely a shift. But I think you have to be able to turn off.
You do.
As you get, like if you can't, this can't be 365. It can't be, or you won't do it for 35 years.
You know what?
Figure an off switch off. You have to figure out what your off switch is.
What I found, I'm better at this now, especially since I started writing and doing everything that I'm doing. online, I would get done with the season and, you know, we'd have our meeting and everything. And I would come home after school and it's like my body was in shock.
Right.
Like I'm so used to going 100 miles an hour. I come home after school and I don't have practice. And I'm like, what do I do? You know, like right. It took me a week to like get, and it back drove my wife crazy because she's used to kind of being independent on her own. And then all of a sudden I'm back and I'm in her business all the time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. And it's like, when I go on walks or I exercise, I refuse to do anything basketball related. I won't listen. Wouldn't listen to this podcast. I personally would not listen to this podcast because I want to do something that's not basketball because I want to relax when I'm doing something like that. So I listen to different types of things when I'm exercising, when I'm doing that. But when
where's your spring break trip this year?
We're going to Ireland, actually.
Ooh, that's right.
Because my son's in the UK. So So by the time this goes up, we'll be back, I think. Yeah.
We're heading down to the Keys. So
that'll be fun. I've never been to the Keys. It's not a beachy thing, from what I understand.
No.
But it's more you'll get good weather in the Keys.
Yeah. I've been there on a boat. My parents did the Great Loop, which would be a whole other podcast, but I hopped on their boat from the Keys up to Miami. So that I haven't been on the island much, but I've been in the water by it. So,
and it's great. You know, that's Well, you're what, 60 miles from Cuba, something like that. 50
yeah.
Miles. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So it'll you're going to get, it'll be warm. It will be,
it will.
That's kind of the theory is you just vitamin want D. Warm. I know, vitamin D. All right. Till next week, coach.
See you, coach.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to support us, you want to help us keep the lights on here at teachhoops.com, go over, join 14-day free trial, and then stop the car, subscribe, like, Apple 5-star review. That would be good. All right. Maybe. Have a good day. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.